Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Got a girl named Bree on the phone for a second date update, and Bree said in her email she thought the date went really well. She didn't even sleep with him.
Wow.
So,
you know, Bree, I understand you're judged for a date. That's really good.
High five, Bree.
No. Yeah, you know what? Wow, it was actually still fun, and we didn't even do it. Like, weird.
That never happens.
Yeah, thank you. That's how I feel.
Yep.
Good for you, girl.
So what did you actually do with this guy? What's his name, by the way?
Well, his name is David, okay. But he told me it was okay for me to call him Dave.
Oh, what a gentleman.
Where'd you meet Dave?
I met him through a friend's friend. So he invited me to bowling and happy hour at the Lane.
And you thought that was like code for something else? Is that what we're talking about, Bree?
Oh, no. She's like, I don't use bumpers, if you know what I mean. Everyone gets a strike.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Wait, so you went bowling?
Yeah.
How did it go?
Well, I thought it went really well. I was so into him. And when I went home, I kind of like wrote out a little chart breaking down like the good and the bad of the day so that.
Wow. Diligent. Whoa. I appreciate that because so many people that call in don't even remember what they did or how they were feeling.
Yeah.
Bree went home and did the homework before she actually called us. So thank you, Bree. What are some of the good things about your date with Dave?
The pros. What was on your pros list, Bree?
Okay. On the good part, one of them is that he asked me about me. He wanted to know about my interests. So I really like that.
That's good. For sure. Like, wow, a man actually asked you questions on a date.
Mm-hmm. He's not talking about himself.
I love our bar right now. But yes, continue.
What's a bad thing about Dave?
A bad thing is I think he caught me sniffing his shoe.
What?
Wait,
were you sniffing his shoe, Bree? Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds really weird, but not really. Like, I was bringing the shoes to exchange for our bowling shoes, and I'm, like, in line for so long, and I just, like, take a little sniff.
And then... What?
That's so weird.
Why would you take a sniff out of his shoe?
I just wanted to know who he was, you know? I don't know.
What?
So what, is he a poet? Is he a nice guy based on the scent inside of his Skecher? Like, what are you gaining from this?
Oh, my God. You guys are making me seem crazy, but I'm not. Some people have really bad foot odor, all kind of hygiene problems, and he didn't. So for me, that was still kind of good, even though I think he saw me. You know, I turned over, and he was, like, watching me.
This is one of those incidences where women can get away with this, maybe.
Yeah.
But, like, Bree, shoe on the other foot, pardon the pun.
I see what you did
but
there.
If you caught him sniffing your shoes,
ooh,
you would automatically think creepy foot fetish dude.
Oh, my God. You're probably right, but, I mean, it was really innocent. I mean it.
Okay.
All right. So.
Did he say anything about it?
Nothing.
Okay. So that was just something bad that you're speculating.
Exactly. Like, you know, I just put it in the chart, like, just in case.
What else was in the chart, Bree? Any other opportunities for things to go wrong?
Well, I asked him to pray during our meal, and he did. So that was, like, in the good category. I was like, oh, that's really sweet that he did it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's religious, but at least he's willing to pray with you.
Yeah,
he's willing to play along after the shoe sniffing.
Yeah, I bet he was praying.
Yeah.
At least he'll
interview. But there's a bad part, too. Well, he prayed for the meal, and that was great, but he didn't mention us at all, and I just thought, like, okay.
Wait, yeah. What? I am confused.
He's selfish. He's selfish. He didn't pray for the two of them.
Yes.
He only prayed for good food.
He prayed out loud. It wasn't
you know,
a silent
I get
prayer.
That part, you okay. guys. I understand. I mean, don't look at me like I'm some, like, hedonist. Like, I understand what praying for a meal is.
Yeah.
But, like, one, I've never done it on a first date. Right?
True. Mm-hmm.
And two, like, to expect him to what? Like, I pray that this date goes well. Like, what would you want him to say?
Well, that he's enjoying getting to know me, and he hopes that God blesses this, and we continue to have a good time. I don't know.
Wait,
I'm so
God
confused, Bree, because we like started this on the basis of you couldn't believe you didn't sleep together, and now we're praying that God is blessing you. There's a lot of mixed messaging that's happening for me.
Well, he's selfish, obviously, Brooke, because he's not praying for the two of them.
I don't get what you stand for.
I get what you stand for, okay. Bree. Don't let Brooke's negativity pull you down, okay? She's used to dating bottom-of-the-barrel people that always, you know, are very selfish. So
we actually pray for Brooke a lot.
Yeah, that's true. So, Bree, don't let it get to you. Keep telling us about your lovely date with the guy with the great-smelling feet.
Yes.
Okay. Basically, after bowling, I was really into him, and I wanted a kiss. Uh-huh. I figured that was, like, a nice way to end the date. Mm-hmm. But it was really strange to me because he asked me for a fist bump instead.
Ooh.
Oh.
You guys did have your fingers inside bowling balls.
Yeah, but she's stiff in shoes. She obviously doesn't care.
Yeah. She's on, like, third base with the germs.
Oh, my God.
So how was the fist bump? Was it romantic?
Oh, come on, Jen.
No. So I was like, high five, and our fingers kind of interlocked.
Oh, awkward.
Oh, that's cute. It's like at like a 20-year reunion when you see an old friend for a long time. You're like, yay!
That sounds terrible.
So how long has it been since you've talked to him last?
4 days. He hasn't responded to me, but I really want to see him again, guys. He's a keeper.
Okay, what a pros list says.
Okay, Bree, keep your nose out of a Converse sneaker, and while we do that, we'll come back and we'll call Dave and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, please join me in praying for Bree. God.
Oh, yes.
Please watch over this second date update and grant us strength and courage as we call up David in pursuit of another romantic rendezvous for our wonderful friend, Bree. And Lord, please do not forsake her for being a secret shoe sniffer. Instead, exalt her for being brave enough to tell people that she sniffs shoes. For she, like so many of us, are looking for comfort in the arms and souls of another. And together, let us inhale the sweet stench of love and say, amen.
Men. I heard the men loud and clear there.
If you're just tuning in and you're wondering what's going on, we're in the middle of a second date update with one of our listeners named Bree. Hello, Bree.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
Bree went bowling with a guy named David and asked him to pray before their meal, and she wasn't exactly thrilled with what he said, but she still thought he was a great guy, and she could tell that because while she was exchanging their shoes at the counter, she took a whiff out of his sneaker and thought it wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
So he must be a good guy, but she's worried that he may have seen her sniffing shoes, and they ended their date with a weird high five with their fingers intertwining and shaking, so not the best ending, but we're hoping to get her another chance. Is there anything that we miss there, Bree?
Oh my God. He was a great guy, but it's not because of his shoe. He's just, we have a lot in common.
I'm actually glad you're still laughing after that recap. That's good. That you have a good sense of humor going into this. One thing that I'm a little curious about, because you said you prayed before your meal, but you just went to happy hour. Did you guys have an actual meal, or are you just at the bowling alley praying over fries?
Yeah, it was fries and wings, and he got mozzarella sticks, so it was, like, plenty of food.
That's a full
okay.
meal.
Yeah. I mean, I just don't know, like, when you judge, like, when to pray or not. Like,
totally, yeah. It's not like a bag of chips pops out and you start praying.
Well, if I can be completely honest with you guys, when I was on hold, I was really praying for this call to work.
Okay.
Good.
Well, I'm sure God is invested. He or she doesn't have anything else going on.
We need all the help that we can get for this one, okay, Bree? So we're going to call David for you and see if we can get your second date update, all right?
Thank you so much.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can we speak to David, please?
This is David.
David, how you doing? It's Jeffrey from the show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, do you listen ever, David? Do you know what we're talking about?
Who is this again?
We're calling from the show Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. What can I help you with?
Well, we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that at all?
A little bit, I guess. Is that the thing where you Like, talk about an old date?
Yeah. I mean, that's
kind of
what it, that's a quick summary.
Yeah, the dumbed down version of what we do, I guess. But basically, you went on a date with somebody recently and you're not calling them back. So they want to figure out why that is.
Okay.
Pretty weird.
So do you remember going on a date with a girl named Bree recently?
Bree.
Wait, is that like Bree I remember or Bree I don't remember? It wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember Bree, yeah.
Okay.
All right, well, Bree said that she had a really good time on the date and she's really hoping to reconnect with you. She's wondering why you guys aren't getting back in touch again.
I mean, I liked Bree. She was really nice. It was kind of weird. There was some weird stuff happening, that's all. I got a little weirded out, to be honest with you.
After she explained the date, we can kind of understand why.
So she told you about the date, huh?
She did.
Yeah.
She filled us in on all the things that happened and some of the things that she thinks went well and some things she thinks may have been a little weird, but she wants to know the reason that you're not calling her back.
All right. Well, I don't know what she told you, but all right. So at one moment, I prayed with her. She asked me to pray over our food.
How was that for you? Can I ask?
Honestly, totally fine. I'm a faithful person myself, so like, okay. I thought that was pretty cool.
So she judged the room right on that one.
Okay, I feel like there's a but coming at the end of this.
Well, I'm all good with the prayer. I was actually like, really happy to hear it, but then as I'm doing it, I just kind of peeked up in my eye. I just wanted to see if she, like, how into it she was, you know? Mm-hmm. And when I did that, I saw her eat one of my fries, and
Oh.
Wait, I thought she was like, you know
what? Praying is hard work, okay? Praying makes you hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm just like, is she just praying because she wants me to close my eyes so she can eat my food? Is that what that was about?
Gotcha.
How long was your prayer?
Just like a minute or two, but I don't know. It was long enough to get some fries in, or I don't know how many fries, honestly.
Long enough to eat half.
Dude, I don't know why, but I suddenly like her more.
I don't know. I feel like Bree is a little bit of a thief here now.
Yeah. You think she's a liar? A liar and a thief?
I think she's a little bit of a liar. Bree, why did you steal his French fries?
Oh, my God.
Wait, she's on the phone?
Oh, yes. Oh. That's right. David, we didn't tell you this, but Bree has been on the phone listening, and she's even sneakier than you think.
Dave, I'm really not. I'm not. Don't listen to them.
I don't know, man. This is like two in a row. It's a little weird. You got to admit.
Yeah.
Can I explain? I had them call you because I wasn't able to reach you. I've been texting you for like 4 days now, and you haven't responded, and I really didn't want to lose touch, you know?
It sounds like you're skirting the fry issue here, Bree, is what it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. No, I can talk about that. I'm really sorry. I have a really, really good reason for why I stole a fry.
What's the reason?
Yeah, what's the reason?
I was starving. I hadn't eaten breakfast.
Oh, there you go, David. You can't blame a girl who's going hungry.
I obviously would share my fries with you. It was just in the middle of the prayer.
I'm open to being 100% honest with you, Dave. It's just so stupid. I also want to just, like, tell you, like, just to be 100% honest, I had some of your beer, too, when you weren't drinking.
Oh. What? You were drinking my beer during a prayer?
No, not during the prayer. At one point, I was super thirsty, and every time you turned your back to bowl, I had a little sip of your beer. I mean,
I was
really off that day. I'm so, so sorry, but I just want to be 100% honest with you.
Huh.
This is weird to me, Bree. You're eating my fries. You're drinking my beer. Is there anything else I need to know?
Since I'm still being 100% honest with you.
You should stop being honest,
no,
Bree.
What is it?
No, I just really want to apologize for the stupid, like, little sniff when I had the shoes up at the counter, so I'm sorry about that.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. What did you say? The sniff?
Oh, my God, he doesn't know.
Oh, my God.
So, Dave, okay, you don't know this, but earlier she told us that while she was exchanging your shoes at the front counter, she took a sniff out of your shoe.
But she thought you saw it.
Oh, my God, I went out with a shoe sniffer?
No, it's not like that at all. I was in line for a while, and I just, like, whatever.
And David, she said that your shoe smells better than most guys' shoes, so it's a compliment, if anything.
How do you know that?
Well, I don't know,
that's a
Bree.
Good point.
How do you know that,
Bree?
No comment. I'm not going to say anything about this. I just want to say that I'm sorry, and I really want to go out with you again, and I thought you were a really great person. That's it.
Yes, the whole point of this is that she likes you enough, David, to take your fries and drink your beer and smell your shoes because she felt that connected with you. Aww. Maybe there's a chance that you feel connected to her, and if you did, we would love to send you out on another date, and we'll pay for it, David. What do you say?
Come on, David, she was honest with you.
I mean, she was super, super honest, which couldn't have been easy.
Too honest.
You know what? We had a really good time, and I guess as long as I just keep my eyes wide, wide open.
Yeah, don't take your shoes off on the next date.
Or turn your back, or, yeah, all of it. Like,
I'm going to have to think about it, but I guess if you guys say she's nice and she was honest, I guess.
That's a yes. We'll take it.
We did it.
Close enough.
The angels have looked down and answered our prayers. Bree. Congratulations, you just got a second date with David.
Oh my God. Dave, I'm really happy. I promise there's not going to be anything weird. a matter of fact, if you want to just like sniff my shoe,
No, nope, already. Okay, Bree, let's end it.
Yeah, Bree, stop talking.
See you later.